the difference between managers and leaders. In the complex landscape of modern organizations, two terms are often used interchangeably despite representing fundamentally different approaches to guiding teams and achieving results, managers and leaders. While both roles are crucial for organizational success, understanding the distinction between managers and leaders is essential for anyone looking to advance their career or improve their organization's performance. The confusion between these roles stems from the fact that many professionals are expected to embody both management and leadership qualities, yet the core competencies, mindsets, and approaches required for each are distinctly different. Management is fundamentally about maintaining order, executing processes, and ensuring that existing systems run smoothly. Managers are tasked with organizing resources, controlling outcomes, and maintaining stability within their sphere of responsibility. They focus on the how and when of operations, ensuring that established procedures are followed and that immediate objectives are met efficiently. Leadership, conversely, is about inspiring change, setting vision, and motivating people toward a common goal. Leaders focus on the why and what of organizational direction, challenging the status quo and fostering innovation. They create emotional connections with their teams and drive transformation through influence rather than authority. The core philosophical differences. The most profound difference between managers and leaders lies in their fundamental approach to their roles and responsibilities. Managers typically operate from a position of maintaining equilibrium. They seek to minimize risk, ensure compliance, and optimize existing processes. Their success is measured by their ability to deliver predictable results within established parameters. This approach is invaluable in organizations that require consistency, reliability, and operational excellence. Leaders, however, operate from a position of creating disequilibrium in service of progress. They are comfortable with uncertainty and view challenges as opportunities for growth and innovation. This fundamental difference in mindset shapes how each role approaches problem-solving, decision-making, and team development. While managers ask, "How can we do this better?" leaders ask, "Should we be doing this at all? Or what should we be doing instead?" This philosophical distinction manifests in their relationship with change. Managers often view change as a disruption to be managed and controlled, implementing careful planning and risk mitigation strategies to ensure smooth transitions. Leaders view change as an opportunity to be embraced, often initiating transformation even when current systems are functioning adequately. They understand that in rapidly evolving business environments, maintaining the status quo can be more dangerous than embracing uncertainty. Operational approaches and daily responsibilities. The day-to-day responsibilities of managers and leaders reflect their different orientations toward organizational goals. Managers excel at creating and maintaining systems that ensure consistent performance. They develop detailed processes, establish clear metrics for success, and monitor performance against established benchmarks. Their focus on operational efficiency makes them invaluable for ensuring that organizations can deliver on their commitments reliably and profitably. The practical differences between managers and leaders become evident in how they handle routine operations versus strategic initiatives. Managers invest significant time in planning schedules, allocating resources, coordinating activities, and ensuring compliance with policies and regulations. They are skilled at breaking down complex projects into manageable tasks, assigning responsibilities, and tracking progress toward completion. Leaders, meanwhile, spend their time differently. They focus on understanding market trends, identifying opportunities for innovation, building relationships with stakeholders, and developing the capabilities of their teams. Rather than managing tasks, they inspire people. Rather than controlling processes, they create environments where creativity and initiative can flourish. Their success is measured not just by immediate results, but by their ability to build organizational capability and prepare their teams for future challenges. Communication styles and team interaction. The communication styles of managers and leaders reflect their different priorities and approaches to achieving results. Managers tend to communicate in a more structured, directive manner. They provide clear instructions, establish expectations, and give feedback based on performance against established criteria. Their communication is often focused on ensuring clarity, preventing misunderstandings, and maintaining accountability. Leaders communicate in a more inspirational and collaborative style. They share vision and purpose, tell stories that connect emotionally with their audience, and ask questions that encourage creative thinking. This difference in communication style reflects the distinct ways managers and leaders influence their teams. While managers influence through authority and established processes, leaders influence through inspiration and personal connection. In team meetings, these differences become particularly apparent. A manager might focus the discussion on reviewing progress against established goals, identifying obstacles to efficiency, and ensuring that everyone understands their specific responsibilities. A leader might use the same meeting to explore new possibilities, encourage team members to share innovative ideas, and discuss how current work connects to the organization's broader mission and values. Decision-making processes and risk tolerance. The approach to decision-making represents another crucial difference between managers and leaders. Managers typically employ systematic decision-making processes that emphasize data analysis, risk assessment, and adherence to established protocols. They are skilled at gathering relevant information, consulting with stakeholders, and making decisions that minimize potential negative consequences while achieving predictable outcomes. Leaders often make decisions with incomplete information, relying on intuition, strategic vision, and their understanding of organizational capabilities and market opportunities. They are more comfortable with ambiguity and are willing to make decisions that involve calculated risks in pursuit of significant opportunities. This difference in risk tolerance and decision-making style reflects the distinct value each role brings to organizational success. This distinction doesn't mean that managers avoid all risks or that leaders make reckless decisions. Rather, it reflects their different orientations toward uncertainty and change. Managers excel at making decisions that optimize current operations and ensure consistent performance. Leaders excel at making decisions that position organizations for future success, even when those decisions require short-term sacrifices or involve uncertain outcomes. Development focus, people vs. processes. One of the most significant differences between managers and leaders lies in their approach to development, both their own professional development and the development of their teams. Managers typically focus on developing and refining processes, systems, and operational capabilities. They invest time in learning new management techniques, understanding regulatory requirements, and mastering tools that improve efficiency and control. Leaders focus more heavily on developing people, including themselves, their direct reports, and the broader organizational culture. They invest time in understanding human psychology, building emotional intelligence, and developing their ability to inspire and motivate others. This focus on personal and interpersonal development reflects the leader's role in creating organizational cultures that support innovation and growth. In terms of team development, managers often focus on skill building and performance improvement within existing roles. They provide training that helps team members become more efficient and effective at their current responsibilities. Leaders focus more on capability building and potential development, helping team members prepare for future roles and challenges that may not yet exist within the organization. Timing and organizational needs. Understanding when organizations need management versus leadership is crucial for both individual career development and organizational success. During periods of stability and growth within established markets, strong management is often more valuable than transformational leadership. Organizations benefit from managers who can optimize operations, ensure consistent quality, and maximize efficiency within proven business models. During periods of change, uncertainty, or market disruption, leadership becomes more critical. Organizations need people who can envision new possibilities, inspire teams through difficult transitions, and make bold decisions with incomplete information. The most successful organizations recognize these cyclical needs and develop people who can adapt their approach based on situational requirements. Many senior executives must be able to shift between management and leadership modes depending on the situation. During quarterly planning sessions, they might focus on management activities like resource allocation and performance monitoring. During strategic planning sessions, they might shift into leadership mode, focusing on vision setting and culture development. Building both skill sets for career success. While managers and leaders have different primary focuses, the most successful professionals develop competencies in both areas. This dual capability becomes increasingly important as careers progress and responsibilities expand. Individual contributors who can manage projects effectively while also inspiring team members are more likely to be promoted into supervisory roles. Supervisors who can optimize team performance while also developing innovative approaches are more likely to be promoted into executive positions. Developing management skills requires focus on operational excellence, process improvement, and systematic thinking. This might involve pursuing training in project management methodologies, financial analysis, or quality control systems. Building leadership skills requires focus on emotional intelligence, communication, and strategic thinking. This might involve seeking opportunities to lead cross-functional teams, participating in mentoring programs, or pursuing executive education in areas like organizational psychology or strategic planning. The key is recognizing that both skill sets are valuable and that the most effective approach often involves knowing when to emphasize management activities versus leadership activities. A project might require strong management during the execution phase but leadership during the initiation and vision setting phases. Conclusion. The most successful organizations don't choose between management and leadership, they integrate both approaches strategically. They recognize that sustainable success requires both the stability and efficiency that comes from strong management and the innovation and adaptability that comes from strong leadership. This integration happens both at the individual level, where people develop both skill sets, and at the organizational level, where different roles emphasize different competencies. Creating this integration requires intentional effort and strategic thinking. Organizations must design development programs that help people understand both approaches and practice applying them appropriately. They must create performance metrics that reward both operational excellence and innovative thinking. Most importantly, they must develop cultures that value both the discipline of management and the creativity of leadership. The future belongs to organizations and individuals who can masterfully blend these approaches, knowing when to focus on optimization and when to focus on transformation, when to maintain stability and when to drive change, when to manage processes and when to lead people toward new possibilities.